Residents in regional South Australia are demanding an improvement in emergency phone coverage in response to the dropout in coverage during the blackouts. In the south of the state, in the Eyre Peninsula, many residents were left without a way to dial 000 in the aftermath of the storm. The state is still battling wet and windy weather. Tim Jeans reports from Port Lincoln.
Port Lincoln subway owner Jodie McGuinness tells a typical tale from the blackout.
We lost light 4 days of trade. We had to come in Saturday morning and go through everything, ditch everything. Regardless, we couldn't open on Saturday anyway. We had staff that lost, 4 days' worth of wages. We lost 4 days' worth of wages. We couldn't pay ourselves because we had no income.
Only a very few, like Stephen Forstner from Port Lincoln's spot-on fishing and camping store, managed to prosper.
Had to get out some torches and lanterns to get around the shop and make a lot of notes, writing stuff down on what we were selling to customers, mostly toasters, kettles and gas stoves.
And how do people pay for things?
Cash. They had to go and empty their ashtrays and their money boxes and wherever else they had any cash.
With the local backup diesel generation failing after only a few hours, local Mayor Bruce Green says serious questions need answering.
There's speculation, and what we really do need to know is somebody needs to fess up and say, look, this is what happened. We'd love to think it's not human error, but even if it's mechanical failure, we need some explanation.
A planned visit to Port Lincoln by Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull last night was cancelled, with the Royal Australian Air Force saying poor weather made landing his plane too dangerous. With all phone and internet services also out for some time due to the extended lack of power, explanations are also being sought on how telecommunications can be improved. The state MP covering Eyre Peninsula, Peter Treloar, raised the issue 3 weeks ago after another extended failure of emergency phone coverage across the region due to blackouts. Like then, there's been a backlash from many residents who are left without a way to dial 000.
In a modern world, people expect that sort of service, and it should be available.
On the power issue, Simon Ems from transmission company Electranet says it threw all resources it could at a massive and complex problem.
Job one is turning it back on safely. Electricity is very unforgiving, so the last thing we wanted to do is to make a bad situation worse. Naturally, that takes a long time to patrol such a large or a long distance. That was done as soon as we could. We used multiple contractors, multiple crews. When we could get helicopters in the air, we did, with safety being number one. We weren't prepared to take a safety risk or compromise safety in the goal of getting the supply restored sooner.
Why did the backup generation here fail?
The backup generation is a service provided to us by another company. We tested all three units, fully tested them, and they were declared fully available prior to the storms coming through. However, after the network tripped, they didn't perform as expected.
Meanwhile, the Eyre Peninsula damage bill from the supercell storm that hit the region continues to grow. Lily farmer Chris Puckridge hopes to have insurance assessors in today.
We lost two machinery sheds, 90 by 40 foot. Complete write-off of both structures, and then two 47-ton silos, probably another four just 30-ton fuel bins, and then damage to just about old machinery, which was in the sheds.
But amid all the devastation, Mr. Puckridge does have one tale of luck.
The old dog Jack was down here on the back porch on the deck chair, and lucky he wasn't, because he's... dog kennel went fair way and was smashed into pieces, so he had a lucky sleep, I think.
That's Eyre Peninsula farmer Chris Puckridge speaking to Tim Jeans.